Hundreds of Gazans gathered on Saturday to attend the ceremony, marking the occupied Al-Quds as the capital of Arab culture. The event comes at a time when Al-Quds is still under Israeli occupation and Israel continues to raise Palestinian houses and give eviction orders to Arab residents of eastern Al-Quds. The participants asserted that Al-Quds will always be a Muslim city and will remain the eternal capital of Palestine.
We are insisting that it should be an Arabic and Muslim city, since it is in the middle of Palestine, which is also an Arabic and Islamic area. We are determined to keep it Arab and Muslim city, and we are doing this celebration so as to show this message to the other world.
The participants recited poems and sang various songs in support of Al-Quds and its people. Mothers whose sons have died fighting for the Palestinian cause warned of the dangers posed to the Al-Aqsa Mosque by the Israeli excavations and called on Arab and Islamic countries to come to the rescue of the holy city.
Look at what Israel is doing. It's digging tunnels under the Al-Aqsa Mosque and building settlements around the city of Al-Quds. Muslims and Arabs must unite to confront the Zionist plans to destroy our holy shrines and work together to save the holy city of Al-Quds.
People attending the event urged the international community to press Israel to end this decades-long occupation of Al-Quds.
To call upon the Arab and Islamic countries and all peace-loving and freedom-loving nations all over the world to impose sanctions on Israel and to boycott in order to force Israel to withdraw from Jerusalem and to give the Palestinians their own rights and to implement UN resolutions related to Jerusalem, which says that Jerusalem is occupied by Israel.
Gatherings like this aim to draw the world's community's attention to what Israel does against Palestinians. The participants in this celebration want to show the Israeli attempts to erase the Muslim and Palestinian identity from Al-Quds. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.